So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast, to this episode where I want to send out a message, all right? I want to send out a plea to all junk food vegans out there. Please get rid of the "I don't care what I eat as long as it's vegan" mindset. Please get rid of that, all right? Yes, I get it. Like, you are doing it for the animals. You are vegan for the animals, and that's freaking awesome, all right? Thanks so much for choosing a diet to save animals over the world. But please start thinking beyond that. Realize that you are not serving anyone if you don't care about your own health, right? That's the mindset switch I want you to make. Sometimes, like, in fact, you can even say sometimes it's selfless to be selfish, right? So you may be someone that you just want to be selfless as possible. Like, I'm doing this for animals. I don't care about my own health. I don't care about my own preferences. I just want to save animals. And that's, like I said, freaking great. But I want you to think about three things, all right? Think about your future health, how it will deteriorate when you keep eating junk food all day. Okay, if you keep gaining weight, like the trans fats from the fries that you're eating will really slowly degrade your health in the long term. Like, you increase the risk of heart disease, stroke, and you're also more likely to develop type 2 diabetes just from trans fats, which are very present in fried foods, for example. Like, do you want that? Do you want that? Imagine your life expectancy to be lower just because you ate unhealthy and you were ignorant early on in life. Right? And depending on how old you are, you really are not that far away from these health conditions like catching up with you. All right. Plus, you need to realize that being overweight is actually the unhealthiest thing ever. Like, you are more likely to have certain health conditions, like, again, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, skin cancer, osteoarthritis, breathing problems, asthma, etc. Those are all more likely for you to have if you are overweight, all right? So eating junk food all day, you'll probably gain a lot of fat in the last weeks and months. So that's the first thing I want to think about when you think about your future health. You need to realize that the actions you do today will highly impact your future health. Second thing I want you to think about is about your future family, all right? Your kids, like, what will they take away from your diet? How will they see you as a father or as a mother, okay? What kind of role model are you for them? Will they even take on the vegan diet, even though you maybe raised them like vegetarian or vegan? Will they even continue doing it? Will they take it on when they see how unhealthy you are? If you're struggling with certain health conditions, then they will realize, I thought like the vegan diet is healthy, but my parents, they are struggling with this and that. And of course, genetics play a big factor, but you know how important our nutrition is for our future health. So do you want to have kids that are super healthy, that are set up for the future to thrive in their lives and with their health? How are you setting up their future by being selfish about your food choices at the moment, by actually being selfless? So Actually, you're being selfish, but being selfless. So you can like switch around, okay? Sometimes it's selfless to be selfish, but you currently are selfish because you want to be selfless, right? So it's a bit of mind fuck right there, but you need to understand that you are not only doing this like for your body, that you will have kids in the future. You currently have family that counts on you, that needs your help in your future as well. Like, you need to be at your best health, at your best energy to support your parents in the future, to support your friends in the future. And like I said, your own kids count on you, all right? And maybe you're super young and you're like, oh, I don't care about this. All right, it's all good, but it will come the time where this will be very impactful in your life. And especially when you are like 30 plus, 40 plus right now listening and still follow a junk food vegan diet, you need to change because it will really impact your future health and the future of your family. The third thing I want to think about is your current impact, right? So how many people are you inspiring with your current diet? I mean, I would imagine that you want to inspire a movement, right? Because you love the vegan lifestyle you do it for. You do it because it's super impactful for the planet, for the animals. But do you think you are inspiring people with your current approach, like with your current energy, like with your health, with your well-being, with your body, with your lifestyle? Do you think it would be inspiring for people that they need to sacrifice their own health for the animals, so they end up having negative effects on their health? Probably not. They'd be like, yo, I don't want to do this. I want to sacrifice my own health just for the animals. Like, think about how other people are, how you're portraying this lifestyle to other people, all right? In the end, sacrificing your own health for the animals will probably end up having a negative effect on your impact to save them. So you're just sabotaging yourself, probably, living this way. If instead, how about you can still save them, but just eat healthier, right? So you don't need to be a junk food vegan to save animals. You can be a sometimes junk food vegan to save animals, right? So a more healthy diet vegan, okay, that focuses on whole foods, and maybe here and there has a pizza, maybe here and there has a burger, whatever it is, whatever you enjoy, it's cool, but you cannot live only on that stuff, only on processed foods, only on fries, only on Oreos, only on milkshakes, whatever it is. That's just not good for your health, for your future family, and so on, like I just said. So you can still save animals, but do it the healthy way, right? That's what our clients do. Like, our clients, by now, over 150 clients that we coached, we saved so many animal lives, we saved so much water, and so on, while we see posts in our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group for all the clients, posting on a weekly basis. My friends are so inspired by my meals. Like, and when I cook for them, they're blown away by how tasty it is. They're curious about the vegan diet and so on. You can make people curious, save animals, save the planet, and be in your best shape, your best health, yourself, and set yourself up for success in the future and for a healthy life, for healthy kids, and so on. Doesn't that sound amazing? That's a win-win-win, all right? And not just a win for the animals and you lose, okay? So I just want to make this podcast to have you realize that you are currently that mindset and want you to get rid of that. The very first step to change is to get rid of that mindset that I shared before. The I don't care what I eat as long as it's vegan mindset. Get rid of that and make your own health a priority. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future family. Do it for the animals. And you will change your life. So thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you soon. Let's make those health gains. Save the planet, save the animals. Peace out. Talk to you soon.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.